Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like, he had to do something. And we're talking about Governor DeWine here. So this was the lesser of all evils, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not sure. What does it do besides cripple bars, right? Which is kind of, they've already gotten the shaft, in my opinion. But outside of that, I was trying to really look close here. And first of all, just on social media, no one's happy, which is just typical of the world today. Some people are saying, oh my God, we should shut all the way down for 21 days, shut everything down, which I disagree with. Or there's people that are like, we should just open up and there should be no restrictions whatsoever. But
that ain't happening.
No, that's not happening either. But I agree. I don't think there's, it really doesn't do much, because you can still late night at past 10 p.m. because the curfew is from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Correct.
But after 10 p.m., if you want to get carry out, you can do that. If you want to get delivery food, you can do
pizzas,
that. If you want to go to the pharmacy, you can do that. If you want to go to the grocery store past 10 o'clock, you can do all that. So really the only people affected, as far as I can see, unfortunately, are the bars, the waiters, and the waitresses, which I will continue to say, every bar that I've been to, not that I've been to a ton currently, but everyone I go to, they're enforcing the mask, they're wiping stuff down, they're spraying, they're, you know, disinfecting, and they're making sure people aren't congregated next to each other. Now those same folks that aren't going to just go home and be by themselves, they're now going to congregate in their homes where there's no masks, there's no distancing, there's no enforcement by anybody, and I think that's the wrong idea.
I think that's where this idea is a bit naive, because I just heard the governor a little while ago say something about, we just want people to go home. Well, unfortunately, that ain't going to happen.
Right.
I mean, that in a perfect world, yeah, people go, oh, well, night's over, I'll go home for 3 weeks and just hang out. You think a bunch of 22-year-old guys are going to just go, oh, screw it, guys, we'll get them next time.
No.
Hell no, that ain't
no,
happening.
They're going to go to somebody's tiny apartment or somebody's basement where there's no ventilation, there's no, again, no enforcement, no one's walking around saying, hey, why don't you guys maybe spread out a little bit or open a window. None of that's happening, which I just think it's, I just feel like this is policy that's intended to show he's doing something. But if you take, have a, you know, just a little bit of brain power and look at what he's actually doing, it's kind of nothing.
Let's talk to our usual Tuesday guest about it, our good friend from WCPO 9 News, Tanya O'Rourke. This is literally breaking news.
Breaking news right now.
Yeah.
And by the way, Eddie, great job getting that right. WCPO 9 News.
See, I've always
it's only taken you about 6.5 months.
Something like that. But nonetheless, you can teach an old dog. So Tanya, it's way too early for your newsroom's reaction, but what's your newsroom's reaction?
Well, I mean, you know, our reaction is always to go find out what is the reaction. And here's the problem. Well, let me restate that. What is he supposed to do? You know, at this point, you've got, like, Governor Pritzker in Illinois, who has shut down indoor restaurants entirely. The state is, for the most part, closed. And then, you know, that seems really, really harsh, right? That seems super draconian. And yet, something has to be done, right? Doesn't something have to be done? I think one of the concerns that you guys were talking about is, and that we'll see if this ferrets out, in the summertime when that 10 p.m. curfew happened, what we saw was a spike in crime. What we saw was a spike in people gathering in parking lots and then there were issues related to that, fights that broke out, things like that. So we'll have to wait and see on that. It's not summertime. I don't really want to hang out outside after dark anyway because it's cold. But so will people then gather indoors and have parties? I don't know. But you got to give the governor this. At least he's saying, look, we have to slow down, not shut down. That's kind of what their slogan is of the day. But he's putting the onus back on the citizenry. And if we can't control our own destiny, if we can't, like, work it out ourselves, then, you know, maybe we do end up in a Pritzker, Illinois situation. But he's doing his level best to try, like, mad over and over to say, guys, please, let's institute this, let's institute that, just so we can try to get the point across to you guys that we don't want to shut you down. You know, and I had, leading up to this, there was so much anxiety by, you know, business owners that I know that were calling me and going, what's he going to do? Texting me this morning, texting me all afternoon, you know, early afternoon saying, what's he going to do? Is he going to shut me down? Is he going to shut me down? Because the concern is that had he shut these businesses down without another program in place to help them, there would be scores of companies that would go under. Companies that have been in business for 30 years would have had to shutter their doors and never open again. Bankruptcies would be off the charts. I mean, you know, I can't imagine for one second what it must be like to be the governor of a state right now. Cannot.
Yeah, I think you're right, Tanya. And to me, I think there's people looking for a reason to be mad at the governor right now. When if you really look at people, going, oh my God, the curfew, what the hell is going on? But if you look at it, it's not really restrictive, again, except for, and I will continue to fight for those people, which is the waiters, the waitresses, and the bars. Outside of that, you can kind of do whatever you want, which is a good thing. You're right. I mean, I was sitting there like, oh my God, he's going to shut down gyms and hair salons again, which is going to just cripple people. And he didn't do that. So I think to some degree, people got to give him a little bit of credit.
A little bit of credit. And I've asked you guys this question before. I'll ask it again. I don't go anywhere where I don't see people wearing masks. I don't. Now, I don't go a lot of places, but, you know, I got a pedicure today, and the pedicurist wore a mask, and I wore a mask. You know, it wasn't, we were masked. There were protocols taken where they took my temperature before I walked in the door, blah, 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 blah. I don't go anywhere where I don't see people wearing masks. And then I hear about people, oh, no, they're not wearing masks at all. What is the hardship? Let's just comply. Let's try to get it over with. A vaccine is on the horizon. We just got to pull through and get this thing over with for the next few months.
I was going to ask you, Tanya, how much do you go out? I mean, as far as, I mean, of course, your essential worker, Manny Petty person had to be at work today.
That's essential, people.
But, okay, right. Yeah, you sound like my wife, but nonetheless, do you go out to eat much? Just curious about that.
No, but we do order out.
Okay.
Yeah, and you still do that, yeah.
Yeah, we try to help out as much as we can.
Yeah, because that's what we try to do.
I mean, Kroger's making a blessed fortune off of me right now, but we try to help out the restaurants that we can. It's very rare that we would go and sit in a restaurant, not because I don't feel safe. I do. I absolutely do. But, you know, I have a responsibility because I am the person that goes to work to the building. I have a responsibility to those folks. So I try to keep my distance from people. It is not, you know, without flaws, by the way. It can happen that people can get infected no matter what.
Exactly.
You know, I have a tiny bubble of people that I've been with on my, particularly on my street, and that's it. My kids are at college. When they do come home, well, one's down in college. He had COVID, so hopefully he's through. And the other one has taken, he goes to Ohio State, and he's one of those random ones that gets tested every week. And so when they come home next week, I feel pretty confident we'll be okay, you know. But, I don't go out much. Do you go out much?
And maybe once or twice a week. I mean, maybe once to a restaurant and once from pickup.
Right,
I would say just to try, like you were saying, we try to help out our friends.
Yeah, you know, like, hey, I really love this one little restaurant. I'm going to try to make sure it gets business. Like, ones in my neighborhood, ones that I really like. You know, I want to make sure that we're helping out as many people as we can. But I'll tell you, when I have gone out, you're absolutely right, Rock. When I go out to dinner, and that, again, not an often thing, maybe once every couple weeks, when I do go out to dinner, I feel 100% confident. Correct. That I am not going to get sick sitting there. There is.
Oh, for sure.
I
feel that way on an airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I really do feel like I'm in charge of my own destiny. Can it happen that I could get that I can get infected by someone without knowing it? Sure, it can. It absolutely can. But I'm doing my best to make sure it doesn't happen. Like, I'm trying my best to keep my distance the best I can. I wear a mask. I wash my hands. By the way, isn't it weird that what we've been talking about this whole time, you know, wash your hands, you know, be clean. If these are things we should be doing anyway, right?
That's right.
Right. That's so that kind of, it was a little disturbing when you realize people are like,
I gotta wash my hands.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
The madness.
Hello. Who doesn't wash their hands after they use the potty? Please use do that. Please.
All right. We will we'll get back to covering the news.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tanya.
Our good friend Tanya O'Rourke from 9 News. So the it starts tomorrow, correct?
I believe
the curfew.
So. Yes. Curfew, that's not really much of a curfew. It's just not doing much.
Like I said. I think he felt like he had to do something, so he did something. You know what I'm saying?
Could have been worse.
Right.
10P25A.
Right. Mike McConnell's upset that it didn't end at 6A because he would have got an hour off of work.
I think you were, even though he will bitch about it.
I'm sure he will. He already is. I talked to him.
But your thoughts on this? 749-7800, the big one, #700 on AT&T. Yeah, good idea, bad idea, better than nothing. What do you think?
I don't think it does much except for continue to hurt the bar, the waiters, waitresses, bar folks. But I also feel that this is the last kind of half measure he's going to do. After this, there's nowhere else to go than full on. We're shutting everything down, which would be a disaster.
Your thoughts, 749-7800, the big one, #700 on AT&T. We will get to your calls right after the news. News Radio 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
The governor cancels late nights in Ohio.
Just ended at 3 where he announced some people were going to fear him was going to be a total shutdown.
Right.
Now it is a curfew from 10 P25A every day.
Over the next 21 days, but that does not, if you need to get food after 10, you can get that. You can get carry out. You can get delivery, of course. You can go to the pharmacy. You can go to the grocery store. You can go to Walmart. It's again, I said earlier, but I don't know who it affects other than waiters, waitresses, folks in the bar industry, which were already kind of, you know, similar, and that the same thing was happening for the last couple of weeks, months.
Let's talk to Tim in Fairfield first. Tim, what do you got? Your thoughts on it?
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Thanks, man.
I'm just sick of this stuff. Does the governor and these officials making these decisions, have they ever given any thought that no one's listening to them anymore?
Well, I think
a lot of people just don't care anymore.
I think there is the danger of that. A lot of folks are just saying, I'm just done with this, which, you know, there's two arguments there. One is, hey, man, we got to continue to plow through this. We don't have a choice. Or, you know, look, if, you know, some folks feel that the restrictions aren't doing anything, and they're saying, look, I'm going to go live my life. There's two kind of schools
exactly.
of thought
That's
out there.
How I feel. You know, if you're older, you're elderly, and you've got some kind of sickness or something, it's susceptible. You better be careful and watch it. But I think the majority of the people are like, you know, we've got all these medications now that can take care of it. You know, if you're a younger person,
and thanks, Tim. I think that's going to be the problem here. Now that this vaccine is on the horizon, and I mean, it's a very slight sliver of the horizon we're seeing right now because it's not going to be here for a while. I'm just thinking that people are going to go, well, screw it. I just got
the vaccine.
Just want to do whatever I want to do. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Well,
I'll go to Walmart and just have somebody give me a shot.
It's a very good point you make. And I think you're right. A lot of folks are going to think that vaccine, which is great news, right?
Oh, 95%
effective, is going to be out by the end of the year. But no one has given that anywhere near that sort of indication. It's going to be well into next year.
Right. In a perfect world, maybe that's going to be accessible to us normal people around, say, April, May, maybe.
Right.
Let's talk to Caleb about it. Caleb in Lawrenceburg. You're on with Ed and Rock.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Go ahead, man.
So, you know, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm not a fan of my government telling me what I can and can't do, and they're really not supposed to be able to in the first place. That's kind of besides the point. The whole question that I have about this, and it raises a couple questions, is if masks work, why do we need social distancing. If social distancing works, why do we need masks and vice versa? And then in this case, if both of those things work and what we're supposed to be doing works, how is a curfew that tells people to go home or that they can't do X, Y, and Z after a certain time, if they've already been in a certain amount of proximity of each other, isn't it kind of pointless anyway? Is this just a power grab or something to say, hey, we're doing something, but we don't know what we're doing?
I think the latter. I think it's saying we're doing something, right? We're doing something, which I don't necessarily agree.
He felt like he had to do something, so he's doing something.
Now, I will agree with the last caller in that if masks are supposed to be the thing, right? They're supposed to be the thing that's stopping, and they're the most essential thing we can do to stop COVID. Everywhere I go, Ed, I see masks, whether I'm on a plane, whether I'm in Ohio, whether I'm in another state of which I travel to twice a week this time of year. Everybody I see is wearing a mask. So if masks are so important, if they work so well, why are we continuing to see spiking? Why? And I think a lot of people have that same question.
Andy in Covedale, you're on with Ed and Rock.
Yeah, if they really want to limit social distancing, to turn off all the lottery machines for 10 days. Out of 10 people up there at Kroger's at the service desk are back-to-back, and they're waiting to play the lottery.
Right, I didn't know that.
And
he's funny.
And I guarantee you somebody's not going out there and swabbing that thing down after everybody comes up and punches in their tickets, right?
That's probably right.
Not only that, it'll kill them in the pocketbook. You know they'll never do it.
Right.
Well, that's true. You ever play those things?
No.
I didn't realize that some lottery tickets are like $20 now.
What?
I better win something for $20. I'm not kidding you.
I thought you paid $1 and you had a chance to win $5.
There you go. Kyle in Milford. You're on with Ed and Rock.
Ed and Rocky, how are you guys?
Good buddy.
So 15 days to flatten the curve, then 30 days to flatten the curve, then please wear a mask, then mandatory mask. We've got 83% acceptance rate on masks.
Yep.
This kind of dovetails on Rocky's point, and none of it's working. What makes them think this is going to be the key? It's window dressing at best.
It
seems to me he pointed at bars and restaurants about a month ago and said that was the issue. Now it's weddings and funerals. He's all over the place, and people start to lose confidence in any directive.
I agree, and I think you start to see you lose confidence when you don't see results, right? I mean, that's the thing. When, you know, other countries are shutting stuff down and they're continuing to see spikes, any governor that, which our governor is not, thank God, put a full lockdown in place. But when you see the governor of Illinois putting a full lockdown in place, you're going, what is that doing? Like, Europe tried that, and it didn't work. So why are we doing it? Why are we doing the same thing?
Mike, you're on with Ed and Rock. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Great. Driving home from Memphis, I've had 700 on the whole time, and it's getting me home.
You the man.
Yeah, two quick points. First of all, Rocky, go Irish.
Yeah, man.
And first, to your point, Rocky, I listened to the whole thing, and it's a curfew that's not really a curfew, right? It's a curfew. You can't do anything between 10 and 5 unless you're doing something between 10 and 5. Right,
and then, there, it's not really enforceable. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And then the second point was more about something that came out yesterday about the whole dancing piece. Hasn't he seen Footloose? It just doesn't work.
The kids are going to find a way, Mike.
Especially this close to the border. We'll get a farm out here in Kentucky, and we will set it up.
There you go.
Thanks,
so put the. Dancing with Myself song on when we go to break.
Steve in Greene County, what do you have?
Did you say Steve?
Yeah, I got you.
Thought you said Dean.
Not good.
Hey,
Steve, go right ahead, buddy.
I think if you maybe where Mike DeWine's missing it is if you have to go out to eat at a bar. Take your drinks and drink while you're eating. Now, as far as Ruby's, as far as 10 o'clock goes, if you took your wife out, would you and your wife have to sit after 10 o'clock at a bar?
No, after 10 o'clock, you just couldn't.
After 10 o'clock, you just can't order any more booze, but you can stay at your table.
Well, I mean, you don't have to go to a bar to eat.
No.
Unless you want a drink.
Right.
Well, that's true. But so you can. The problem is we can stay and we got a pizza and not have to worry about it. Sit there and drink all your own beer, whatever you want to do.
Correct.
Taking your call, 749-7000-800, the big one, #700 on AT&T. What are you thinking of this curfew idea in Ohio? But now we've got traffic. Rob, what is going on?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, the greatest gift this holiday season is keeping loved ones safe and well. Do the right thing. Together we can stop the spread of COVID-19. Traffic remains slow getting by an accident on the right shoulder, northbound 75 past Sinday Road. You're slow back to Union 7.
Idea? Your thoughts. We're taking your call, 749-7000-800, the big one, #700 on AT&T. And Denny and Dayton, your thoughts on
that? Hey, what's going on, guys?
Your thoughts on all what's going on here, buddy?
Well, I thought the most curious thing in his whole thing was, didn't he make some comment about he wasn't aware of groceries being open after 10? Did you hear him quip that?
I did hear him say that.
I thought he said pharmacies, but maybe he said groceries. He said, you're right.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And groceries. And he also said, I don't know of a pharmacy that would be open after 10 either.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny because there's a little village market right there in Cedarville, and it's open till midnight. It's about two blocks from us.
Like most things are these days, yes.
But the funny thing is if, okay, if you're elderly, you're with the Christmas shopping season coming up, and you're concerned about COVID, when would the best time be to go out and shop and not have the place crowded? Maybe 10 o'clock? You're focusing everybody in at the same time slot. That makes no sense at all.
Yeah, look, there's certainly that argument, which is people are going to do what they're going to do. There's now just much less time that they can get that done, so they're going to all cram into that smaller time window. Yeah.
Exactly. Are they going to close the dry goods side of the Kroger marketplaces and the Walmarts and Meyers and those?
Well, and thanks, Denny. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Going into Kroger now, those shopping people, it's like a minefield getting through all those people.
Life in your own hands.
It really is. Try to imagine what it's going to be like now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Let's talk to Angela in Cold Spring. Angela, what do you have?
Hey, first time ever calling. Thanks for taking my call. Wanted to answer your question about why I think masks are not working. I have like 20 years of food service industry experience in this area, many certifications under health, and the number one germiest thing is our mouth. And with mask wearing, people are touching their wet mask soaked with their saliva and then touching other things. And that's why I think masks are worse. And that's why we're seeing numbers go up more so than seeing them go down. So my two cents.
That's very interesting, Angela, and I tend to agree with you because, you know, doctors, friends that I have often say, you know, when they put a mask on, they get scrubbed down, and then they put the gown on, and they put the gloves, then the mask comes on. Most of us, including myself, I'll admit, you know, fold the mask up and put it in our pocket, and it's been there for like 3 weeks, right?
Oh, for sure. and used several times.
Several times, yeah.
Let's talk to Bubba, Claremont County. What do you got, Bubba?
Hey, Eddie, Rocky, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Listen, hey, Rocky, I agree with you on the servers and the waitresses. Another group of people that you're forgetting about is all the musicians.
That's a big one.
Their lives have come to stand still, basically. I was fortunate enough to play Saturday night over in Indiana. Of course, over there, it's 9:30 to 1:30. 9:30 to about 10:30, we had 50 people in the club. Between 10:30 and 11, 100 more showed up. Do you know where they may have came from?
Ohio.
Exactly, so now you got people leaving Ohio, going over to Indiana, being around people they really don't know, then going back over to Ohio.
No, you make a great point. You really do, and I agree with you. And people are going to do, largely are going to do what they want to do. They're just going to find different ways to go about it. And, yeah, instead of going to the Ohio bar, they're going to go over to Indiana. But yeah, I agree with the live musicians. Thanks, that Bob. Do that on the side are hurting big time.
Oh, got to be.
Big time. I talked to a guy when I did a game. Where the hell was I? Monroe, Louisiana. And this guy, he was playing, at this restaurant, but he's saying, I mean, he's losing, thousands of dollars a month that were normally just kind of, whatever stuff you do on the side because you can't play.
I just saw on Facebook, Robin Lacey and Desideco, a band that has been in this city
forever,
years. They finally just decided to call it quits. I've known Robin and Joni forever.
Wow.
And just finally said, I guess as good a time as any to throw in the towel. Max, what about you real quick there in Westchester?
All right, man. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Appreciate the call. Yeah. The genie's out of the bottle. I mean, you're not going to cap until the vaccine's done. I mean, I'm a cargo pilot. I've been to all different destinations all around, all the different restrictions and everything else. Nothing's worked. Forget the mask. Forget it all. Forget the social distancing. Just let it go. I mean, let it go until the vaccines are coming out. That's my opinion. Thank you.
There you go.
I think there's certain things you can do. Like, I don't know how much the masks help at all. I don't. I just don't see the sign. But, I mean, it's shown that, clustering of people indoors is kind of, what you're trying to get away from. But to me, this curfew is forcing people to do just that, which is the worst thing. Instead of going to a bar where people are wiping down, the waitress come by, she's squirting the table down and giving you the hand sanitizer. Hey, make sure you wear the mask. Hey, make sure you're a little bit apart. Now those folks aren't just going home and going to bed by themselves. They're going to people's apartments and garages and basements and congregating together with no enforcement of any sort of regulations.
If you've had any luck in that bar, you're not going home and going to bed by yourself.
No,
I'm just going to point that out to you, son.
That's the whole point, right?
Right.
to not go home by yourself. Anyway.
So we've got your thoughts on all this. Now we're going to talk to a bar owner.
Yes, this is big.
Molly Wellman, the queen of the Cincinnati bar scene, is on with us next. But now it's the news. News Radio, 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
New steps from the governor as Ohio tries
to you for the state of Ohio as far as businesses go, but not really.
Right, exactly. 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. over the next 21 days. Now, a lot of carryout restaurants, things like that are still open. Pharmacies, grocery stores. Really, the only places that are negatively affected, from what I can tell, are, unfortunately, the bars and late-night places.
She knows more about the Cincinnati bar scene than all of us put together, so we go to our expert of the matter, Molly Wellman from Japs. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing
good. Good to talk to you.
Me too.
So how do you feel about this, Molly? I mean, because I know it seemed to me you sent a text to Rocky today, and it seemed like you were a little on edge that they might shut everything down.
Yeah, I was. So I'm glad that we're not completely shut down because, it really has been hard. It's been hard on all of us in this industry. And, I mean, not just in Ohio, but all through the United States. It's really bad. We're such a low capacity. It's really almost impossible for us to, sometimes even break even right now. It's really, really difficult. So, I'm glad it's just till 10. We've been closing at 10 anyway, it would have been nice if he was a little more clear because I don't think he understands also we have employees that, after we close at 10, we have to stay after and we have to clean the bar. Does that mean that we have to close earlier at 9 so we can clean the bar so us ourselves can get home before the curfew? That was a little unclear. So that will really affect us even more if we have to do that. So, all of this has been very, very, very stressful.
Right, no question. So I got a big question. Are you ready for the big question right out of the gate, Molly?
Let's go.
All right. So have you noticed of your workers, your waitresses, your waiters, your barbacks, have you seen an increased number of those with COVID, either getting COVID or having symptoms? Because in my opinion, I have not seen that or heard that from other folks I know that are in the industry that, oh my God, all the waiters and waitresses have just, boom, they've got a bunch of COVID, because it would make sense to close the restaurants down late if the waiters and waitresses were getting an abundance of COVID. But have you seen that?
What I've seen is not, I've seen people, I've definitely seen people getting testing positive for COVID, for sure. But not just in the restaurant and bar industry, in all industries. You know, it is really, I mean, it's affecting everything. It really is. And it's, a, you know, for us, it's a double-edged sword. You know, for a business owner, you really need to want to keep your business open. You need to for your livelihood. But yet, on the other hand, you really want to be responsible and not, you know, help spread, you know, the, mm-hmm. the virus, you know. And but honestly, this can happen anywhere, you know. And the safety precautions that a lot of us, bar and restaurant owners have put into place, we are so strict on making sure that we are following all the guidelines to make sure that, you know, people Correct. Won't get sick. I mean, there's definitely some people who aren't. I wish that they would just get their act together and you know, yeah. join us, you know, but, so we can all.
But you know what, Molly, let me interrupt just for a second and yeah. on that topic. These outlier guys really got to piss you people who are on the straight and narrow. It's got to make you mad.
It boils my blood. It really does. Wow. You know, it really, really does, because that's the reason why, you know, when I got the text from Rocky today, I was in a panic, you know, like over the weekend, you know, I'm getting pictures sent to me of bars with, you know, lines out the door with no one in a mask, nobody social distancing, you know, being open, not later, but just, you know, not following these guidelines where, you know, at Japs, we're so strict about it. You know, mm-hmm. we don't let anybody come in without a mask. We social distance. We make sure that everything is clean and just being responsible. We were very, very good at making sure you have a good experience, but it's safe, you know,
right.
And the majority of people.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're doing it, but when you see these places that aren't, it does. It boils my blood. It's just, come on. I mean, it's hard enough. It really right. is. So
no,
it just would be great. But what the one thing that I definitely want to say is, we do need everybody's support to get through this. So, you know, if we don't have the support and we can't run our business and we have to go under, we're going to end up in a wasteland where it's just going to be Applebee's. No offense to Applebee's. They're great. And McDonald's and, you know, just these, there's not going to be any culture. There's not going to be any character, you know. Mm-hmm. The small businesses are really what put the character in Cincinnati, and it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. So I would really love if you would support us, even if you don't feel comfortable coming into a place. We have carry out. Thank God for that. We have, there's so many places right now that are doing Thanksgiving dinners. Support them. My God, you don't have to like cook a dinner. Go and support them. It every little bit of it counts. And it's so important to help us get through this. It
right.
really is. I can't emphasize that enough. If you could just get carry out. Come and get a drink from me at Japs. I promise you'll love it. I promise. You
right.
know?
Right.
Well, me too.
And let me just go back to my original question. So
yeah,
just to clarify,
sorry.
you're not seeing, and again, an abundance. It's not like 9 out of 10 waiters and waitresses are coming down with COVID, right? It's kind of similar just
no.
to what you'd normally see, right? So again, that makes me wonder if bars and restaurants were where people were getting COVID, wouldn't you see the waiters and the waitresses, the people that are there all the time, wouldn't you see them like 9.5 out of 10 people getting COVID? You think you would see that
yeah.
in order to put forth an order to shut down the bars and the restaurants and go heavy-handed on them?
What I have seen, if somebody has tested positive for COVID and trying to trace back from where that came from, I would say it wouldn't be from the bars. It
yeah.
would be from them being out somewhere else. And not putting their mask on, not social distancing. So at the bars, we wear the mask.
all the time, the entire shift. You know, we are constantly cleaning our hands. We are constantly keeping our distance. So the people that I have talked to, that's, you know, when they, like I said, when they've traced it back, it's been through like family members, you know, get-togethers, or it's been through, oh, I was out with my friends, or I just came back from vacation with friends or something like that.
So Molly, that's, if people can't go to your bars, where are they going to go? What are they going to do?
They're going to go home.
Bam! Go home. That's exactly my point.
Exactly. I know. Yeah. Believe, I live near University of Cincinnati, and I see, you know, God bless, I love the kids, they're fine and everything, but they're always having people over. They're always having kids over. There's parties all the time. It's crazy. I mean, my husband has a business in UC campus, and on the weekends, just this past Saturday, it was just packed with kids just not wearing masks and going to the bars and stuff, and it's just, come on, let's just get this together. Be responsible.
Yeah, both of my sons go to UC, and they have both said there are some bars who should go nameless. They're like you were talking. There's lines down the sidewalk, people packing in there, you know.
But that's where the responsible people got to say, look, I am not going to your business now, and I probably won't go later. You know, let the college kids go, okay, fine, whatever. But the responsible people need to say, look, I'm not going to go there. And hopefully that will send them the indirect message of, hey, get your stuff together, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I hope so. The scary thing is there's still people out there that don't believe that this is a real thing, but that don't believe. And whether you believe it's a real thing or not, it's definitely affecting our community. It really is. No matter if you believe it or not, it's directly, it is affecting everything that's going on in our city. And it really sucks. Our businesses especially.
All right. Molly, well, best to you, and everybody, out and support Japs, support all the downtown, support your local establishment, wherever you might live. Go out and try to help these folks out, huh?
I appreciate that so much, you guys. Thank you so much. I hope you take care.
All right.
Thanks,
you too,
Molly. Hang in there.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. There's Molly Wellman from Japs Downtown. You know, you got to just feel for these folks, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those are the folks I feel the worst for. And there's a lot of people hurting in a lot of different industries, but man, they've really gotten in for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. We're still taking a couple of your calls. 749-7800, the big one, #700 on AT&T. Your thoughts on bar closings, et cetera, et cetera. We'll get to you next. But now, Rob, what's going on?
So much sincerity and emotion in her voice. You can tell how it's affecting these places.
Well, and Molly cares so much about her staff. And, of course, she cares about her own self. Don't get me wrong. But, man, I've been around Japs before. And those people are all, they're really friend, they're family.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so she's like their mom. And she cares so much about them all. And it just kills her to see anybody suffer.
Yeah, you can tell. And a lot of places are like that. A lot of places, the employees are like family, and you just hate to see them struggling.
Yep.
From the UC Health Traffic Center, the greatest gift this holiday season is helping loved ones stay safe and well, do the right thing. Together, we can stop the spread of COVID-19. The delay continues on northbound 75. It's all due to a multi-vehicle accident on the right.
Lisa in Reading, thanks for holding. What do you have?
I just wanted to mention that as well as the bartenders and the waitresses, there's still the catering companies that have a similar staff. But there's so many other groups that are affiliated with that, like the DJs, the decoration companies and all that. And they're really taking a hit. I work for a catering company. Oh, my God. We were supposed to have 4 events over the next few weeks. 3 of them have canceled, and I'm sure the last one will as well.
So explain how that's affecting you in that industry.
Well, you know, there's weddings that are happening, so we can't serve them. They can't have anybody sitting close together. They can't dance. They can't do any of that stuff. So the weddings are canceling. We had one that I went to for a friend of mine that she just got in under the wire before they all started canceling again. She had it planned for April, had to move it to October. Unfortunately, was able to have it. But, you know, then it's redoing all your plans, getting everybody lined up again. The guest count goes down or changes dramatically. I mean, it's just been a mess.
And thanks, Lisa.
Yeah, it's tough.
You just never even think about all the stuff, the dominoes, you know?
That's exactly right. That's why it's good we're getting these calls. This is great.
Linda and Clifton, what do you got?
Hey, I was just listening to Molly Wellman and what she had to say, and I appreciated all of her comments except the one about the Clifton bars. I own a bar in Clifton, and not all of us are bad players.
I mentioned a couple of the bars that my kids were talking about, but I think she was talking about the house parties and stuff.
Yeah. Definitely a lot of those. They used to pregame at home and then come to the bars. Now they're coming to the bars to pregame and then go to the party.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
That makes sense, though, right?
Yeah. But you guys are doing even with the college kids, are you doing all the stuff with the masks and the distance and the wiping down and all that?
We are. And we find that, you know, the college kids are really compliant and doing everything we ask them to do. Most of them come in with a mask on.
That's good.
Right. Yeah, I really did appreciate your point, though, Rocky. If the bars are where everything's happening, why don't more employees have COVID?
Right. I've just not seen any data on that, any study. Thank you, Linda.
Let's talk to Joe in Lebanon. Joe, thanks for holding. What do you have?
How are you doing, guys? I just want to talk about the mask. The girl that was on earlier, I think she hit on a point that I'm going with is that I think the masks are actually what is making the healthy people sick. Because if we touch anything and then touch our mask, well, then it could be on our mask. And then we breathe in that in. And I just don't think people are washing their masks every day.
They're certainly not. They're certainly not, which is why I don't think. Oh, look, I'll put the mask on because I don't want a patron or I don't want a business owner to have his business shut down because I won't wear one. I don't want to wear one, but I'm going to do it because I don't want, you know, Mr. and Mrs. person who owns a business right to get shut down. I just don't think they do much. But
Vicky in Delhi.
Hi. I wanted to call and say that I've been an essential worker this entire time. I work in the aerospace industry. I can't disclose the name of my company, but we specialize in military jet engine parts. And thankfully, we have been thriving while the rest of the departments who work more on commercial and cargo and things in that area, for instance, GE, Rolls, Honeywell, they are suffering right now. And the fact that we're forced to wear a mask every day at work, we're the same people going to work every day, and I wanted to hit on about the mask. I think it's absolutely ridiculous because I think when people are covering their faces, they're touching their faces more, you know, along with the surfaces and everything. You can only sanitize.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Your hands and wash your hands so much. I think we need to open up this country. We need to open up the city. DeWine, putting on a curfew, I don't feel it's going to help anything at all. I do believe this is all political. It's a shame. And if you're afraid, stay home. Stay home and don't force me to wear a mask. I've had more sinus infections, strep throat, bronchitis in the past year than I've had. And I did run a fever because I had strep throat. So I had to go get tested for COVID. I've come back negative for COVID. I have to go have a surgery done. And I have to go get a COVID test. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I just want to say that we need to open up. We need to open up and we need to, people get sick. And I do believe there's something out there and I'm right. not trying yeah. to sound callous.
But Vicky, we really have to get going here. But thanks for your thoughts. So we're going to come back and take a call or two.
We'll take a few more calls on that.
Move on, because
I agree with Vicky in that it should be more about personal responsibility. You do what works for you. If you want to stay home, then stay home and stay home for the next year. That's fine. But if you got to go out and work, like most of us do, then you got to go to work and support your family.
More calls, 749-7800, the big one, pound 700 on AT&T. After the news right now, News Radio 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
The governor of Ohio announces a curfew.
He is the equipment manager at UC, and when I did UC game on Friday, he gave you and I some nice UC swag. And I just want to tell you, Rick, you're a great American, and thanks for listening to the show, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. And I
he loves the Eddie and Rocky show. He does.
He's a smart man.
He is. That's right. Not only is he a great American, but he's smart as well.
Let's. Hey, Lenny wanted to take one more call as far as this curfew and the bar situation goes. There in Westchester, what do you got?
Hey, just real quick, guys. I own two small bars up in Westchester. And I really don't think this curfew is really going to do much. It's not going to curtail any of the after-hours drinking or partying that goes on at people's houses after the fact. And I think it's another hindrance on us. It's just another way, now we make even less money closing down earlier and all the other regulations and mandates that are put on a small business like ours. It just hurts us more than anything.
Lenny, let me ask you this. Is there any point where you would just say, hell with it, I'm staying open, you're going to have to just shut my business down, take me away in cuffs, because I got to make money?
The thought has crossed my mind. But I do have a family, and, not only my employees, but, I have a family as well. I mean, I try to treat everybody that works with me or for me as family. So I have them to look out for. If it was just me, I probably would just say, come take it. But I think they would come take it, and that's a problem. I think we're being unfairly targeted. That it's restaurants and bars, and that's all you hear. But I mean, we do our best. I mean, do people walk around without masks? Sure. But I mean, you tell me where you could go, 25.
Right. I think most places are doing as best as humanly possible. Right. That could be asked for.
So let me ask you the nature of your, are you kind of like corner pub kind of joints? I mean, how would you describe yourself?
Yeah, they're basically like a Cheers. I mean, just a small little local bar.
So when you run a bar like that, I would think you would tend to get to know people a little bit, right?
And absolutely.
So what did they tell you they do when they leave?
They go to parties.
Okay.
They chuck back. I mean, and I appreciate this as being one of the bar owners. They will buy carryout beer for me, even though your Speedway, your UDFs are open still. They'll buy. They'll take a case of beer. Hey, we're going over to Leonard's house. He's having a bonfire. And, there's no regulations there. I mean, let's face it. There's nothing to, stop them from being, 2 inches from each other at that point.
Yeah.
And not saying that, like I said, we try to make people wear masks. We have sanitizers out. The girls go around and spray tables and do the best they can, at any given time. But it's really difficult. I mean, and I don't know that a lot of people realize that. And then you get people that simply either won't wear a mask, last week, Governor DeWine saying, he's going to hold the business responsible. How about holding the individual responsible? Because, unless you crawled out from a rock, you should know you should have a mask on.
Right.
And why do I get penalized? I mean, I'm going to get penalized either way. Either I tell them to leave so I lose a sale, or if they stay there, I could get fined and eventually shut down.
That's an interesting point, because I've actually seen that happen where, I was in a place, I won't name it, and, the person kind of working the register said, look, hey, look, I'm sorry, but in order to enter, you got to wear a mask. And the guy said, nope, fine, and turned around and walked away. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't in that industry,
Right. I mean, and it's tough because we're already one of the most heavily regulated industries with as far, food and beverage, as far as, we have to, maintain certain temperature, everything, is, we're under a microscope already, and then you're giving us more, more regulations, which is fine. But then you don't really get. I mean, some of this stuff is totally gray, you know, or totally, you know, left up to the interpretation of, you know, whoever to say, you know. So it's tough. I mean, I feel for all, you know, for any small business owners, but, and I'm not just saying it because of me. I feel bad for all the other places because I think this 21 days is just, hopefully he's trying to get something lined up for, you know, for us to get like some money down the road, because I still feel there's going to be a shutdown, because I don't think this is really going to stop anything. Because let's face it, everything's pretty much closed at 10 o'clock anyways.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, what does it accomplish?
Right.
I don't think a whole lot.
Yeah. I
thanks,
agree.
Lenny, and 100%. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Again, feel bad for these guys. You know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So, anyway, how about we switch gears for a
Let's
little
switch
bit.
Gears for a
so
second.
So, speaking of, industries that you could consider going into. Now, I know about half of what I'm talking about when it comes to this, but Twitch streaming, okay, which is basically people that play video games and then they stream it online, right?
Correct.
Apparently, that is a lucrative industry to some. There was a list made of the highest paid Twitch streamers in 2020. And the richest Twitch streamer is some guy named Canadian Felix. And he pocketed approximately $1.9 million.
Good lord.
Here. Second place was somebody named Nick Merckx at $1.7 million. And then basically then number five was somebody, you know, hashtag Tim the Tatman at $1.2 million. So
for streaming,
the whole top 20 was
video
making
games.
Over $1 million. Yes,
because my oldest son, I think that's what he wanted for his birthday this past summer. So we got him the thing.
Well, the Twitch
unit or whatever the hell it is.
So what is it? So like, I mean, is it something
I've never
that,
seen?
Okay, it's a website.
So is that what it is? It's a website. Okay, I'm thinking of something else then, because I thought it was Twitch. But
that's the thing you got, Deb. Ed. We'll talk
right,
about that.
Right. That's I give her a Twitch.
Yeah, baby. Woo!
Not the good kind. let's get traffic now. Rob, what is going on?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, the greatest gift this holiday season is keeping loved ones safe.
We don't have the best language. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
And it's especially gotten worse since my kids moved down. I'm not saying I was an angel when they lived there, but when they were little kids, you know, you tried to police yourself.
Try to.
Stuff,
right? Right.
Okay. So in Florida, go figure. Angered that his girlfriend ignored his demands to stop cursing, John Vincent Caruso, 26, was arrested yesterday following a conversation with his girlfriend, Stephanie Madewell, 20, in their home they share with their two children. And maybe that's the reason that Madewell told the Pasco County Sheriff's Office that she had been arguing with Caruso last night when he warned that if she raised her voice again, he would put soap in her mouth.
Is this his wife?
It's his girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
So later on, I guess she cursed him, he was cussing him some more, blah, blah, blah. While she was seated on the couch, Caruso came up behind her and put a bottle of Dawn dishwater, liquid soap in her mouth, and squeezed.
Oh.
The bottle went down her throat.
Oh, man.
The deputy reported that Madewell had a cut on her upper lip from when, I guess, she batted the thing away and it cut her lip. And that there was dried up dish soap on her right cheek, chin, and down her neck into her bra and shirt. So there's no denying that you attacked your girlfriend with a bottle of Dawn.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no getting around that one. Now let me ask you this. The old proverbial wash your mouth out with soap. Did you ever, your mom or your grandma ever like actually do that to you?
No. You?
No.
No, I was.
I think my grandma threatened it once, but I didn't cuss a lot when I was a kid, but I said something, and she threatened it, but it never happened.
Yeah, because, you know, around my house, it was, I mean, you know, you not even so much as hell or damn, but my mom and dad weren't above letting out the old sheesh.
Yeah, you're right.
That's about as far as it went. But
okay.
But nothing else. But once I got older, wow.
Once you got older, they were able to start?
No. I talking about me. I was raised right, and then I went wrong.
Ah, you hanging out with the kids on the wrong side of the railroad track set?
Big time. Well, you know, once you hit about 12 or 13 and you're hanging out with your buddies, because I've told this story before. I was at my house, and the kids had a, where that was, like, I call it a game room. It was a spare bedroom with a, you know, like a futon in it. But that's where they played their video games.
Mm-hmm.
So they had some of their buddies over, and they're all sitting down at the end of this hallway, and I'm in my little office down the hall. And they're about that age. They're like 12 or 13, and they got the door shut. But I can hear them, you know, MFing, F this, F you, blah, blah, blah. And I just, and Deb was out. So I walked down the hall and opened the door. I was like, hello.
Hey.
And they're like, oh, hi. And I was like, look, guys, I was 13 once too. But I'm just telling you right now, I'm not going to come down on you for this. But I'm telling you that if your teacher or your mom or whoever does, don't come crying to me, because it's going to happen.
Right.
Just giving you a fair warning. Now carry on and watch the language.
Okay.
Okay. So, Rock.
But by the way, real quick, I still remember the first time I used the F word. Because I remember I didn't cuss, like, in sixth grade. A couple of my buddies did, and they were like, oh, you don't cuss. I'm like, no, I'm not supposed to, this and that. But then I remember, like, I made up my mind one night. I was like, I am going to go into school tomorrow, and in front of my buddies,
yeah,
I am going to say the F word.
Oh, yeah.
And I did. It was liberating.
I thought you were going to see there was a nun standing behind.
Oh, no.
She whacked him in the back of the head with a ruler.
I remember it was Springmeyer Elementary. I'm sorry to everybody, every teacher there, Mrs. Smith. I'm sorry to everybody. But I did it right in the basement stairwell there. Started just letting them loose for no reason.
Well, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
You got to learn how you got to learn correct usage somehow. That's when Jack was about, I think he was about four. He was watching, like, you know, the cartoons on in the morning, like Clifford the Big Red Dog and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if your kids watch that. And he goes, I want to see Clifford. And she goes, she's in cooking and breakfast. And she goes, Clifford's not coming on for a little bit, honey. I want to see Clifford. And she goes, Caillou's on right now. It's on at, Clifford's on after Caillou, and it's only a few more minutes. And he goes, F Caillou, I want to watch Clifford.
Yeah. And that's what I think.
And she called me. She called me to work and was like, let me tell you what your son did.
Your son did.
Right.
It was your son.
And I was like, that's awesome. He used it correctly.
Enunciated everything.
He nailed it.
Yeah. Funny. All right.
We've got the news now. 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
The governor says Ohio is slowing down.
For the last 2 hours,
and COVID,
chaos,
and
destruction,
right.
Death.
Dogs and cats living together. Let's move on.
So we decided to, we're going to lighten it up a little bit. And this topic actually comes courtesy of Lance, who is actually a good guy, you know?
Who got it from?
Stephen King.
I think that's great.
No, but Lance, thank you for passing this along. This question was proposed by Stephen King and had you and I thinking, and I'm sure other people will want to weigh in. The question is this, Ed. What song hit you so hard the first time you heard it that you remember where you were? And for Stephen King, it was Bad Moon Rising. I guess he remembers where he was. So, in your opinion, or any song stand out the first time you heard it, you're like, holy God, this is a jam, and you remember where you were.
Your thoughts, 749-7800, the big one, #700 on AT&T. Because I can think of several, but there's one that really stands out in my mind, was the first time I heard Deuce by Kiss. Because that's the first song they did. I had only heard a couple of Kiss songs when I first time I saw him in Dayton, and that would have been 75, I think, or early 76.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, man, you got to go. And I liked the music that I'd heard. I just hadn't heard that much. And he goes, you got to go see this band with me. They're supposed to be awesome. And I'm like, yeah, what the hell? I'll go. I think the ticket was $5 or something.
Right.
And Hair Arena's packed. I'm like, you know, I've only heard a little bit. Again, I'm trying to get into radio. I'm like, I only heard a little bit of these guys' music. And people, this place is packed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're one of the best. You got the hottest band in the land, Kiss. and the flames shoot up and they go into deuce, and I'm like, I almost fell on the ground. It hit me so hard. I was like, that is so great.
Nice, man. How old were you again?
18.
Yeah. Nice, man.
I mean, great. You know, and it's loud and the flames are going off, like I said, and all that stuff and all the lights. I was blown away.
Yeah, nice.
How about you?
I remember this was probably 88. I was over at my buddy's house and he had this new channel on called MTV, right?
Right.
And it wasn't new then, but we didn't have cable. But anyway, I remember watching the video One by Metallica and listening to that song and watching that video being like, this is awesome. You know, the hair whipping around and it's just, right. I mean, just hardcore thrash metal. I mean, it was, Dan Stricker, Danny Stricker. I was over his house. We were watching this. Good guy, by the way, elder guy.
And take your call, 749-7800, the big one, #700 on AT&T. Hey, Rick, you're first up in Waynesville. What song was yours?
Babbo O'Reilly by The Who. Who's Next?
Nice.
I just picked it up. Mom and Dad were at work. They had a cheap old corner console cabinet thing, you know, and couldn't wait to put this thing on the turntable. And I just picked up some left-handed cigarettes, you know. And man, that song just...
That's a good one, man. It really is.
Stratosphere. Good job.
All right, for you, Rick. Thanks, Rick. Buddy.
Hey, Dan in Fairfax, what's yours?
Eddie Rock, how are you today?
Good, buddy. Good,
there you go. So I was 1982. I'm a Rush fan, and they just came out with Moving Pictures. And Red Barchetta came on the radio. And I was literally right outside your window. I was 71 North getting off at Montgomery Road.
Right.
Right at that stop sign when that song first came on. Never forget it.
Nice.
And that just grabbed you, huh?
Absolutely.
Because I remember, I don't remember the first time I heard it, but the first Rush song I heard was Working Man.
I feel like that's one of the first. I don't remember the moment, but I feel like that was one of the worst ones. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Kevin, what's going on in Coleraine?
Hey, my song is "Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning" by Alan Jackson, and I remember watching the Twin Towers being attacked, and that song.
Oh yeah, I remember that song you're talking about now.
That
yeah.
song really hit me hard, and. Very thankful to Alan Jackson for making it for us.
Absolutely, man. No, good for
that.
You, Kevin.
Absolutely, because yeah. At first I was kind of like, wait a minute, I don't remember that. But, yeah, now I do. David in Milford, what do you got?
I don't know if y'all are going to know this one or not. It's called I Think, with an F, I Think You're Freaky, by a rap rave techno group called The Aunt Ward.
Okay.
If you've ever seen the movie Chappie, do you know the movie Chappie with the robot?
I know the movie. I don't think I've seen it, but I know the movie.
Movie
yeah.
Too.
Okay, they're really the stars of the movie, and it's just a lady in my Ween group on Facebook posted the video, and Ween, check them out too, WEEN. They're the greatest band in the world.
I know Ween, yeah, but...
Oh, cool, yes. Oh, yeah, you played Mr. Richard Smoker on EBN. Yeah.
You got an impeccable memory, David. Good for
thanks,
you.
David, yeah. Well, you must not be eating too many of the left-handed cigarettes. Jeff, your song. First time you heard it, you just gut punch.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The same group, but two songs really hit me. It's Ramble On and Nobody's Fault But Mine by Zeppelin. And around 76 area, what it was like 15, and the next year, April 20th, 77,
I saw him down at the Riverfront Coliseum and was blown away by him.
Nice.
Great. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Because, well, and I think in another one right quick, this not to sound like Wayne's World or something, but me and my buddy were driving around, speaking of such things, and he had an 8-track player, and he goes, yeah, he was always buying stuff, and just we were checking, you know, we were both exchanging, like, he goes, have you heard of this band Van Halen? I was like, no, I think I've heard the name. I don't know anything about him. He goes, check this out. And he plugs in You Really Got Me. And when I was a kid, I loved the Kinks. And I'm like, this is awesome.
This is a great version. Yes.
What is going on? Is it Rhonda or Rosa?
It's Rhonda.
Gotcha, Rhonda. Go ahead.
So in the late 80s, we were all at a friend's house enjoying some cocktails, and I remember Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses coming on, and we all ran upstairs. Every one of us just sat there completely silent, mesmerized by that song.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I remember hearing that. I remember when I first heard that album being like, wow. Because my buddy had the tape. He had the cassette tape.
Right.
Yeah.
Earl in Westchester, what's your song?
How you doing, guys?
Good, Earl. Good,
Earl.
Hey, back in the 80s, seems like a cliche here, but, you know, closing the Burger King, and we all took the trash out and stood behind the dumpster for a little bit, you know, and then came back in and did our work, and someone put in House is a Holy, No Quarter, and I literally laid on the ground, just closing my eyes, say, who wrote this stuff?
Hell yeah. Nice.
Like a lot of these experiences are going to be kind of a shared experience, if you know what I mean.
Shared experience.
749-7800, the big one, #700 on TNT. Going to get to your calls next, but Rob, a song that you remember where you were the first time you heard it, because it just kind of gut punched you.
Don't say Diva.
Tom Sawyer by Rush.
First time you heard it.
Yeah, just blew you away. First time you heard the song.
It was one of those was, and I'm not necessarily the biggest Nirvana fan, but it was when the second album was just getting ready to come out, and they released Heart Shaped Box as a single.
I remember hearing that one early. Same thing, I saw the video early. Yeah. I was like, wow, this is
and
dark.
Deb and I had taken our first, we were still going out, but we had been together for a while, and we took a trip out to Lake Tahoe to visit a friend of hers. And we're driving around the lake, and we kind of just had this radio station on the background. And it was kind of like this half-assed, almost like top 40 station, and I wasn't really paying attention to it. And there was this jive DJ who's like, oh, hey, we got the latest from Nirvana. And I'm like, Nirvana? You guys play Nirvana? And all of a sudden,
your new album out?
Our Heart-Shaped Box came on. I was like, that's good.
Yeah.
Jeff, what's going on, buddy? What song got you? Yo, Jeff.
Who's it? Oh, yeah. Hey, sorry about that. I'm on the speakerphone.
You're all right.
Say What You Will by Fastway.
You know what? I really liked that song, too, the first time I heard it. I don't remember where I was. That's a great one. Yeah.
I was in a basement watching it. It came on MTV. I couldn't get the features fast enough to buy the LP.
And that's when you'd go to, you don't remember Peaches.
Yeah.
I worked at Record Theater, which was the knockoff version of Peaches. But
was it a record store?
Giant record store. Right. You've heard of Tower Records.
Yeah, of course.
That was kind of like
same thing. You
the
said
Midwest version of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith, what's going on in Loveland?
Hey, my song is In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins. I was just graduated from high school, driving out to my first real job, and it was kind of a county road, two-lane, heading up to Athens. And just as I turn on this hairpin turn, the drum solo kicked in.
Oh, yeah.
And I about ran off the road and everything. I lost my mind, and I was going to a summer camp to work, you know, back 81, no cell phones, no nothing. I had to wait 10 days for my first day off to hear it again and be able to go buy the record.
Nice.
So, see, that's
that one hits, too.
That really, well, in The Hangover with Mike Tyson. Hold on.
Yeah. Right. By the way, real quick on that, when I was with the Steelers, it was one of our last games of the year, and Mike Tomlin was speaking to us night before the game, And he said something about the effect of, like, you know, maybe all of you, you know, I'm sure every one of you have that, like, that song that just gets you in the mood, gets you in the rhythm. He goes, here's mine. And he had, like, the speakers play that song just until that drum part.
Right.
It was just cool. That was, like,
his jam.
His game song, yeah.
Well, Joe in Fairfield. Thanks for holding, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, Joe in Fairfield. Just real quick on the last song, I taught my 13-year-old son to turn up the radio when that drum solo comes on and in the air tonight. So I'm training him well. But,
nice.
Yeah, what I remember is back when I was about 15 years old, about holiday break, throwing some darts with some friends down in my parents' basement at Ross, Ohio, and Styx came on with Come Sail Away for the first time. We all looked at each other during the final part of the song when it really just gets up, and we're all looking at each other going, what is this?
That's just the best feeling ever, right?
Yeah, big Styx fans from there on, all of us did, so it was just really cool.
That's a great album. And you can't not hear that song now and not think of Cartman from South Park.
Correct.
Did you ever see that episode?
I've not, but I know what you're talking about.
He has to sing the song anytime he hears anything of it.
Really?
He sings the whole thing.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Greg and Hamilton, what do you have?
Hey, 1972, eighth grade, first boy-girl party. My friend Chuck says, my older sister has this album, Machine Head. Let's put this on. First time I heard Smoke on the Water, it was a life changer.
Woo! Nice. That had been cool.
That's great. What about you, Chad? What's going on in White Oak, buddy?
Oh, hey, guys. It's Chad. Rocky, what's happening, man?
Hey, Chad. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. So this was 1995, 96. We were probably 15, 16 years old, and the first time I heard Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb, I remember being at a buddy's house, and he had laser lights. He was a pretty wealthy, his family was pretty wealthy, laser light and a LCD disc player. And we had the show going on, and he put the laser lights up on the ceiling. It was phenomenal.
That's the way to do that song right there, Chad.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's great.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Yeah.
That would definitely be the way to hear that.
Yeah.
You want to do, might as well take a few more calls. What do you think? 7497000, 800 the big one, #700 on AT&T. You remember where you were the first time a song gut punched you? We'll take your calls after the news. 700-WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700-WLW. Cincinnati.
The governor of Ohio shutting down the nighttime.
You need cooling.
When I was about 11. Baby, I'm not fooling. And my brother would go to the store and buy singles for like 59 cents a piece or whatever the hell it was. So he comes back in and goes, I heard this on the radio the other day. Let's check this out. And, you know, he's 5 years older than me, so he's really into the music. Right. I'm learning. But there I am, 11, and we had one of those console TVs too. And he puts that on and cranks it all the way up. And that little boy, me, just about wet himself.
That's right.
I had never heard anything that cool in my life at that stage.
Especially when the guitar, when it goes from the left channel to the right channel. Oh, that's the coolest.
The songs that you remember where you were the first time that you heard them. Your calls. And Rob, thanks for holding there in Union. What do you have?
I have two. My first one was a Corona commercial a couple years ago. And I heard the melody, and it's a song called Drifting Days by Pocket Submarine.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful song.
Okay.
The second one's probably not going to resonate too well with this audience, but it's Pain by Tupac. When I was 11 years old, heard it in my mom's bedroom on our only little CD player.
Wait, which song was it?
Pain
or
by Tupac.
Yeah, I came to bring the pain, right? Or bring the pain.
I'm not sure exactly.
Anyway.
I think it's just Pain.
All right, well, that's a good song. And you don't know nothing about that. That's your song.
No. Larry in San Francisco. Now, I know where you're going with this, and I concur.
Well, greetings, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm great today. Sitting in the Tri-County Cinema and the trailer for Star Wars come out, and the music was rapture. So as soon as the trailer, as soon as the LP soundtrack come out, I had to go out and buy it. It just totally, I still listen to today.
Yeah, I remember the first, well, hearing that music, they bring in radio ads for it, and that that's the way the commercial would start. And I remember I was in college, and all my buddies were like, we're going to see that. That's based on a radio commercial.
That was one of those movies where you remember seeing, right, when you were a kid? I mean,
absolutely.
I was too old or young.
Nick, what about you?
I'll tell you what, guys. Eddie, how's Dad and the kids?
They're doing great. Thanks, buddy.
Well, I was going to, and I think this is before you came to Cincinnati, and Rocky, before you were born, a place called Ontario. It was on Ridge Avenue. Going there with my dad, and I heard the Rolling Stones' "Happy" on the radio. And when we went in there, I went to the 45 section and got that. And that was one of my first 45s that I ever got.
Is that right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Didn't even know that was a single, but that would be Ontario. I used to shop there my mom did when I was a kid.
But it was a store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like a Target.
Okay.
And a knockoff of Target, say. All right. Well, Target's a higher end than that. Let's put it that way. Jim, how about you? A song that just knocks you off your feet.
It was about July of 1990. I was halfway through boot camp for the United States Navy, and they woke us up that morning with Blaze of Glory by Bon Jovi. And the thing that made it so memorable is the company commanders come on a speaker after the song and said, "Get ready, boys. We just announced Operation Desert Storm."
See, Bon Jovi comes on, and you go out and kick ass, Ed. You hear that? The man put on Bon Jovi and went and saved the country.
Did that fire you? Did that fire you up, Jim? Would you have rather heard? Well, I guess.
No, I think we were all fired up, but none of us had ever heard the song because we'd been in isolation for probably about a month and a half prior to. So that was the first music we really were exposed to.
There you go.
That's cool,
Jim. Right. You win caller of the day. Screw you, Ed. That's the best.
Let's talk to Doug. Doug, thanks for holding, buddy. What do you got?
Yeah, Rock, this will kind of resonate with you. This was summer of 1982, kind of became our team theme song, but it was Rush, Tom Sawyer.
That's a good one, man. Can't beat that song.
It was played every day in the locker room.
I would say that's been on every football team's playlist, I'm sure. Maybe not anymore, but certainly in the 80s and 90s.
Mark in Batavia, your song, what do you have?
Hey, this is Mark. Are you talking to Mark?
I'm talking to Mark.
All right, great. Hey, you guys' show is awesome.
Thanks,
I was in the hospital at the beginning of COVID for some, I don't know what they claimed it was something in my lung and had an infection. I swear it was daggone disease. But the day I was coming out of there, I got a song. It was by We the Kingdom, and it's called Holy Water. And it pretty much changed my outlook.
Well, there you go, man. I just kind of helped you out when you were down a little bit, huh?
Oh, it sure did, man.
Good for you, bud.
I suggest anybody to listen to it. It'd help them out.
All right.
It's about the whole situation.
Thank you, buddy.
All good stuff.
Thanks, bud. Dave, what's going on, buddy? Your song.
Yeah, guys, I don't know the name of the song, Ed, and I'm hoping you know. It's a guy named Lenny Kravitz. I'd never really heard of him, and I'm listening to Sammy Hagar's show about 2 months ago. And he plays this piece of music I don't recall ever hearing, and it just blew me away. It just heavy guitar and drum pounding away. There was one guy playing a guitar. It sounded like three.
Let me guess. Are you going to go my way?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's a great song. I was
dancing in the living room, and I couldn't stop, and I damn near hurt myself.
No, that's a good song. By the way, Gunmetal Grey opened with that song from 2012 to, 2013.
Nice.
It was our opener.
Deb and I were going to Chicago just to spend a little weekend thing. And I heard that on a Chicago radio station on the way up there. And I was like, we're going to find that album.
Right
and,
now.
And I was like, we'll go on Sunday after when we're getting ready to leave town. I drove around Chicago for, I guarantee you, 2 hours looking for a record store. Never found one.
Oh, man.
And too damn stupid to stop and ask somebody where there might be one. Randy in Hamilton, what are you thinking?
Hey there, this is Randy. We were, I think it was 1985, and we were at my buddy's house. We were all freshmen, and his older brother was a senior and had a pirated copy of Appetite for Destruction from a guy at 96 Rock he knew. And it was Welcome to the Jungle. His name was Jay Morrison from The Athletic.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So it was before the album even came out, huh?
Yeah, it dropped like a few months later that summer, but we all had it beforehand. It ended the hair band days for sure.
There you go, man.
Dave and Dayton, your song that just stuck with you, man. You will never forget where you were.
Band on the Run by Paul McCartney.
A man after my man's heart here.
Right on. Where did you hear it?
Well, that's what I was going to tell you, Ed. I was about 12 years old. Me and my friend were at a public swimming pool in Warm Springs, Georgia. Salute, population 565 last time I checked. Okay. So we were swimming down in the deep end, and that song came on. And at the same time, they were changing out shifts of the lifeguard. And this 17-year-old girl came on, climbed up that ladder, and got into that seat. And she was tight everywhere. And we were 12 years old, and we tried acting like we were drowning, everything else in that deep end. And she would just look over and smile at us and tell us how cute we were.
You knew what you guys were up to, man. Good for you.
Right. Good. But yeah, it was great.
Good guys. Try, though, Dave. You know. I thought I was going to say they changed shifts and then one of the kids drowned or something. Let's go to Heather. Heather, thanks
Heather,
for holding.
Yeah,
what do you have?
That's me. Okay, so Jeff Buckley, his cover of Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Absolutely.
I have not, man. But I'm going to make a point to listen to it because I know Ed Man.
I just heard it the other day, as a matter of fact. I forget where I heard it.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful. It touches my soul every time I hear it.
All right, I'm going to check it out right now, Heather.
Do it. Crank up them head. Well, you don't really crank that one up, but it'll get you. That's a nice song. Hey, Greg in Deer Park, what are we talking here? Yeah, let's go to now. I'm sorry. Hey. Now I got you, Greg. Go ahead.
Hey, Eddie. Hey, Rock. How you doing today?
Good, bud.
Listen, it was Thanksgiving night. I can't remember what year it was, but it was Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. My cousin said, hey, man, you got to come in and check out this song, man. It had just come out, man. She just bought the album like the day before, and I just fell in love with that song, Sweet Emotion, man.
That's a great one.
Awesome.
That's a killer tune.
Awesome. I
remember the first time I heard that album, a buddy of mine bought it, because I really like Get Your Wings, and he had... As soon as Toys in the Attic came out, he went and bought it.
Okay, that was on Toys in the Attic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's, we'll get one more in here. Jim in Milford, the song you stuck with you know exactly where you were the first time you heard it.
Oh, man, I'm all over this. 1978, sitting in a music appreciation class in Anderson Middle School that doesn't even exist anymore. And the teacher allowed... someone to bring in like an album every week, and we would listen to a couple songs. So this guy brings in an album, teacher cues it up, the needle drops on it, and it was Van Halen's Running with the Devil. And I tell you what, the entire class, their jaws were on the ground. We were like, this band it's going to be bigger than the Beatles.
Right.
I have never heard, you know, that running with that guitar that comes in at the beginning of that song,
man.
That sounds like a jet plane landing or something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then the bass comes in, the boom, 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 boom. I tell you what, man, the whole class was just we were just blown away. Then we started passing around the album cover, and we're looking, you know, how cool was that album cover with
the four of them?
I mean,
yeah. And thanks, Jim. Yeah, if you're in middle school and you've never heard of Van Halen, that'd get your attention.
You had a problem. Exactly, yes.
Rob, what's going on with the traffic?
That's great.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.